It's a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a head revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome to the G2 Voice broadcast. It is Sunday, November 17th, in the year of the Lord God Almighty, the creator of the universe, 2019. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joseph is in the house at 166, Joe.
Huh? Morning, everyone. I know. Going by really fast.
Yeah, we're almost in December. We're cruising right along. And
2020's coming.
Right now, at present time, we have five people here, students. It's pretty hectic, I could tell you.
But it's good. We're getting, they're getting results. Good. They're really happy.
Really good. One guy was treated 35 times with radiation for prostate cancer and pain all over his body. A little over 2 weeks now. Total pain free, can't believe it. He said, family can't believe it back home. Another guy, throat cancer, doing well, just been here a week. He's now getting into things, but he's loving the food, having normal bowel movements after months of having his bowels destroyed. What happened? He went in for a sore throat, Joe, and he ended up cutting his tonsils out, giving him all kinds of antibiotics, killing his gut, and now
creating
he has throat
cancer. Yeah.
Huh? Anyways, he's doing well. He really loves the raw milk and raw eggs. He said, I never thought I'd eat that. And the bone broth and the raw meat, he's loving it.
He already looks like he's putting weight on.
He's a surfer dude.
Yeah.
He lost like 40 pounds, he said. And they get away from the medical system. Healthcare is not your answer. Cheaper drugs, cheaper poisons are not your answer. Oh, we're poisoning. We'll make it cheaper. No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
And then they make you do it, too.
I know. They take your kids away. This is sick, man. It's funny and it's Nazism, but it's sick, and we got to stand up and be real patriots. We're willing to die. You know, what's the difference between a conviction and a preference? A preference is something you believe in, but a conviction, you'll die for it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of convictions these days.
Patriotism also to this temple, because this is where we live. This is our land. So
citizenship is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for being a patriot for America, you know. But you got to understand, I know the history of America like most people don't know. So I'm a patriot to God. Bible says our citizenship's in heaven, and that's where we're going to spend eternity. I'm a patriot for God, and I'm willing to die for that city, for that eternity. Now, being a patriot against evil people that are trying to attack us, defending our homeland, yeah, I'm all for that. Do I believe all the wars? I believe a lot of men were fought, and brave guys that had courage, died for what they thought was a noble reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't take that away from them. But to find out, a lot of these wars and people killed were for money, petroleum, getting land,
control.
Opium, you know, gold. Not into that, man. I'm telling you, God's going to judge that. He is judging our nation. And we do have to have patriots. And a lot of the patriots, Joe, are Bible believers. You don't see any liberals, too many liberals that are patriots. Mm. They don't give a shit about anything. Not even themselves. They're idiots. They don't even care about themselves. Don't they realize they're killing themselves by the things they follow when they leave the basic moral laws of God? Yeah. Okay. This week we're going to talk about something that's really cool because I do it all the time. We got talking the last couple of weeks, like, man, we got people coming down here sick. Why don't we have people coming down here healthy, or they think they're healthy, then do a detox and learn everything as a student and go through the whole thing and then have that knowledge the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Before you have a disease
state. Restoration education.
We'll call it something. Yeah. Oh, rhyme, probably.
Yeah.
That's all good to remember, rhyming, you know? Or different points. Remember, you know, all D's. Like, I'll show you one in a minute.
Yeah, I read it. Yeah. It's a good one.
Just kept popped in my head because I get thinking about what we have to do. We have to be dedicated. We have to be, you know, I didn't even know all of them I wrote down. But I'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But anyways, preventative self-care needs to be taught in today's toxic world. Learn it. That's my title. People are like, I don't like your grammar. You use too many exclamations. I don't care. I can write any way I want. You know?
Exactly.
People are like, ah! What, because the school told you that you were programmed? If you don't say it this way, then it's not going to be. I want it to be clear. I want it to be orderly. But I don't care if you think it's in an outline form or it's not, and it skips back and forth from a paragraph to a, you know, a teaching manual to a syllabus.
I was never good at grammar.
I don't care.
Anyway, so.
This is how I think, okay? So, the people got to realize, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. It doesn't offend me when they sound like this. I just don't care. Those are irrelevant things to me. So, last week we covered some things that pretty interesting. One lady wrote me and said, you're right on the money. I've been studying history my whole life. She's 80. Joe, her son's here. She looks, she's skinny, you know, because she's, she found a guy that saved his son's life and him by eating raw meat. And so she's going, you're telling me, he's telling me, raw milk. I'm going to try it. I said, look at you. You're healthy, but you're skinny. You're dying slowly. You're malnourished. Malnourished, yeah. So, real history, the three corporations that run the world. I recommend you looking it over, listening to it, because this is true stuff. And if you don't believe me, just start searching it yourself. Do your due diligence. I had a guy, one of our health ministers, nice people. They spent about a week with us, Joe. Don't even ask me their name. I can't think of it right now. But they're from England. He worked in the city of London in a financial district for like 20 years. And I'm telling him about, you know, the city of London, it's its own country. It's not even attached to England. It's separate and has its own government and has its own governor. Yet that governor sits, a representative, sits in the parliament. And they're a separate country. When does that happen? Okay. Anyways, he goes, that's not true. I've been working there 20 years. He went back, he checked it out, he goes, you're right. And he quit. He quit. He had a lot of money. Probably good that he quit.
Yeah.
He quit, and funny, he came visit us again a couple of years later and told me that story. So, good news is we decided in February to do seminars here. An English 1 week, and the second week, February.
Back-to-back weekends, 15th and 16th, yep. English, 22nd and 23rd, Spanish.
Okay. And the reason why we did that is because we can make it cheaper. It used to be like $450. And Mac, it was $1,000 when we had a DR because we put them up, fed them, everything, right? Mm-hmm. For 10 days.
Yeah.
But this is, and no one's ever complained. I haven't heard anybody complain about having a problem. Well, that's not true. Our last seminar, the first time in 60 seminars.
Yeah, you said
60,
that.
Someone said, I felt slighted. I didn't learn anything. I walked away more confused than when I got there. And when he told me who they were, I remember, Joe, these people's...
They're not that bright.
No, they're just a saying. And it's, you know, they're a few fries short of a Happy Meal. And I don't mean that to be laughing at them. I'm just saying they couldn't understand anything when they were there. Toxic.
We've had university professors say, oh, wow, great seminar. I learned so much. And you guys, incredible explanation.
I had a doctor in Denver tell me. He goes, all my life I've done seminars. This is the best seminar I've been to in my life. I go, you kidding me? Come on. No, he says it's the best. And it's so powerful. It's so practical and so important.
Well, it's the overall why we're sick and how to cure it.
Right.
They usually tell you why you're sick, and then in another seminar, they'll tell you 10 different ways to
confusion.
To detox, yeah.
We give you examples. We even do testimonies there. We record them. So anyways, you can't lie. You got to just tell people everything the truth and not hold back. So we're really using real science, folks. And I can't say it enough. In a moment, I'm going to read you some written testimonies that we're... Okay, science. Now, there's people call science. It's not real science because it doesn't follow the scientific model. The law is observation of something. It starts as a hypothesis, then goes to a theory, and you practice that theory, and then it becomes a law because you can practice it over. Mm-hmm. You're getting the same result from the same theory of a certain standardized thing that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you get these consistent results. That's real science, observation and repeatability. And that's why I keep showing you, you people out there, not Joe, written testimonies every week. And that's real science. That's a worldwide clinical, meaning scientifically set up and, you know, organized. And
for a medical thing or a health-related thing.
Clinical study around the world among humans that aren't paid. Okay? And that's real science. So we'll cover things. And this is like our third seminar because we've changed the beginning. Up to 59th seminar, we were doing, really up to the 58th, we were doing the curriculum that we
originally
started in DR and tweaked it along the way and as different protocols changed and things. And then it's standardized. But we cover most of them. In fact, you get all the videos from all that too, 50 videos. And you get my book and you get some other things. But I found out it's really important that people understand what is disease. Dis-ease. Hyphenated. It's like my book, A World Without Dis-ease. You're either in a state of dis-ease or you're not. You're healthy. At ease. Homeostasis. Anyway, so I did a synopsis, an outline of key things in my book, okay? And we go through that. So if you sign up ahead of time, you get my book and you get the 50 videos so you're well aware of what's going on when you get there. And you'll probably have some really good questions, maybe something we didn't cover because you've been studying. Mm-hmm. And that's good. That's how we learn. That's how some of these protocols were developed.
Well, that's what we want, too. We want them to study and know the basics, at least, so when they get there, they understand. We don't have to start, you know.
Exactly, and they can practice self-care. Mm-hmm. How your body's digestive system was designed. This guy just came to us. He says, I'm pooping now. It's been 3 months. No enemas. This is great. He's got throat cancer. This is the only thing that happens. My girl with lung cancer is here. I tell him, the first 10 to 14 days, we're shoveling the driveway, the digestive truck. We're cleaning that out.
Cleaning the car, yeah.
Okay? And usually after 10 to 14 days, we really start seeing some, if there's a tumor that starts tingling because it's cleaned everything else out of the way, and now it's going to the source of where the problem is. And because chlorine dioxide is very reactive. It can react in your mouth. You can take your first drink, and it's gone. Mm-hmm. Didn't even get to your stomach.
Yeah.
Although it probably does because it reactivates down there in some of the acid.
Depends how dirty your mouth is.
Yeah. Very nasty. Nasty. So we cover the digestive system, which is a tube that runs from the pie hole to the butthole. Okay? That's one of my chapters. Very informative, very important. And what happens when that breaks down? Basically all the shit we're dealing with today. The illnesses. Mm-hmm. Should you ask your doctor anything about health and nutrition? Does the liver need to be cleansed? Why is there so much cancer today? How do we restore health from various types of disease? That's what we get to protocols. Testimonies. You want to be involved in creating a world without disease and many other questions we get into. So we've got it down to 300 for the 2 days. Why? Because we don't have to fly anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't have to get a hotel. Okay? And and it's 1,000,000 pesos in Colombian. Same price, basically. So the only extra cost would be, obviously, you have to fly here. You know, you have to get to Santa Marta. It's a little cheaper if you get to Miami and fly to Barranquilla. What is it, BQR or BRQ?
BAQ.
BAQ. And take a, right outside the airport, they have these buses going to Santa Marta.
Yeah, like shuttles.
Yeah.
It's 1.5 hours, 2 hours.
Yeah, you write down our address. And you go, hey, I want to go here. It's a place called Rodadero. They have a stop here before they go over the hill to Santa Marta. Cost you what, 30, 10 bucks, air-conditioned vehicle?
Yeah, I think something like
and
that.
And a lot of them speak 15. English. But anyways, it's It's easy to do. We've done it. It's not a big deal. And so you have to get your lodging while you're here. We provide the food for lunch and coffee break and snacks Saturday and Sunday. Breakfast you usually get where you're staying. Mm-hmm. And at night you go out. Sometimes we go out together. We see what's going on, who's doing what. But I have one couple people already. One lady's coming for a month, going to do the detox, take the seminar. And so she's going to see a lot of new people and everything. It's going to be good for her. Some people are coming down for a week. Hey, why not go to the Caribbean? I live in Alaska, Canada.
Yeah, it's February.
I want to go. I'm sick of the winter. Let me go get a week. So it's only 2 days. So we put some pictures up of some beautiful places within the furthest is an hour from us.
Tied on a park.
Yeah, but the first picture is where we live, basically. And those aren't hotels. They're apartments from people that live here in Colombia. So it's not like a tourist trap, really. It's more of a vacation place for Colombians.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Got all the trinkets and stuff. The Colombians, there's tourists, but it's safe. It's very safe, too.
It's very nice.
So we're looking forward to training up more students and teach people how to take control of their own health without relying on the medical industry. Remember that word, medical industry, okay? For the rest of your life, you don't want to deal with them. They're basically sick care. We want you to practice self-care, okay? Take care of yourself. Save a lot of money. Well, if I start eating this, you're telling me it costs a little more. Yeah, but you're not buying aspirins, prescriptions, going to doctor copays, losing time for work, feeling like shit. Your libido works, your hair's growing, you know, your skin. Yeah, what's that worth to you? Really, it's cheaper. So we follow four methods, four steps, let me say. We teach you to detox the body, how to get the toxins out. Okay? And that's why even if you think you're healthy, when we start doing the protocols, we see, whoa, you're not as healthy as you thought you were, huh? One lady that's here with the lung cancer, she's got a big tumor. I said, but 10th to 14th day, we'll usually see something. On the 10th day, exactly, she's coughing up pieces of a tumor and blood.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And she goes, it's exact. Well, we've done enough now. We're seeing, we're learning.
Yeah, and the other thing she told us this morning, how the sun makes her lips break out. She's been in the sun all the time now.
Nothing. So some toxin was doing it somewhere, or some malfunctioning of the
organ
of a system or something. That now it's gone. Then we teach you after detoxing to minimize and stopping all the toxins that are coming into the body, including medications. Okay, she's off all her meds. The dad is.
Mm-hmm.
He's 72.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing good. Then we building up the body's eternal complex and efficient defense systems. And they work, folks. Don't let people think, by the time you're 50, you can't be... No. It's because you got a life of eating shit.
Well, okay? You're going by the traditional sad diet.
Exactly. Standard American diet. Fast food and shit and carbs and canned foods and processed foods and...
Meds down here, by the time you're 35 because you have high blood pressure or your cholesterol is higher. It's sad.
It's very sad. So we're only going to help the people that are looking. And people come to seminars, their eyes are already open. Okay? And we build up that body so they start working together. There's 13 systems. There's probably 19, 20, 30 that we don't even know about, you know. There's probably even above that. That's just the physical side. How many spiritual systems did God set up? Let's get into that, will we? Huh? Anyways, people come down and I talk to you before you come. I've turned away vegetarians. Sorry, vegans. That's racist. Well, that's prejudice. No. We're not going to frustrate ourselves or you trying to heal you while you're not giving nutrition to your body, because the body's the ultimate healer. We can detox you, and if you stay on that diet, you're not gonna be healthy. Okay, just because you're skinny doesn't mean that you're healthy. The people in Auschwitz were very skinny; they were starving to death.
That's what happens when you don't eat.
You know how they gave them energy? Carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just sick.
You become like ants.
Yeah.
They just run off carbs, sugar.
Just run off. Eliminating stressful relationships and situations in your life is the fourth step. And that can be wife, husband, kids, job, God. To me, probably the number one you should look into is your relationship to the Creator that created this body when you're sick. Does that make sense? You're going to go to a Toyota plant, talk to them about the Chevy.
The guy who made it, wrote the manual. Yeah.
You know, come on. Go to the one that made it. So, plan on coming. If you can, let Joe know. And the earlier you sign up, and it's cheap enough that you can prepay, and we'll send you these things if you prepay, and that'll give us a good, accurate account of where we're going to do it, how we're going to do it. Well, we know how we're going to do it, where we're going to do it, basically. And come and spend a few extra days. I think you really enjoy it. It's a beautiful place right on the Caribbean. Beautiful climate. We have now, skipping topics, in our quantumleap.isg2church documentary, and we have now 12 languages: Chinese, German, Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, French, Dutch, Arabic, Slovenian, Hungarian, Slovakian, English, which is for the hearing impaired. So they're subtitled. And what we had to do, because we got thrown off of some other places that made it easy to subtitle, now we're going to have a playlist. They're already embedded, right? Mm-hmm. They're already there.
Yeah.
You can't go to a movie and watch it and click on it. We had to get rid of that. They kicked us off. So what we're doing, we're putting up on Brighteon, English one, the Spanish one, separately. And I think you'll still go to our site and it'll be there, the playlist.
Yeah, but we're also going to do in the Genesis 2 Church website where the newsletter is. When you click on the newsletter and it opens it up, video embedded, okay, and then newsletter right underneath it. So everything is right there also. Good. From Brighteon.
Hey, we're getting better at what we do through experience, and we don't have a lot of people, folks. People think we're some big deal. What you see on the sites and anything else is about five of us. Five of us, right? There's mm-hmm. five of us that are doing that. So, and we get to it when we can. I get a few people demanding sometimes. And hey, why don't you get back to us? Because we're busy. Don't you think we want to? You think we don't want to help support the people? That we're trying.
Yeah.
But man, and the more you bitch,
the more you write like that,
We probably won't even pay attention to you. Because we got people that don't bitch us. So, be careful how you approach us, because we're fucking, we'll get at you. don't you be getting on us, like demanding us, like you're talking to someone.
Tell us what to do.
Yeah. I don't know where they get this demanding attitude.
Who do you think
we're
you are?
We're doing this out of the love of trying to help you, and you're not very lovely when you try to do that. So, and we help a lot of people daily, folks. Come on, man. Most people would quit. In fact, we had a guy yesterday, they quit. He says, take me off. They're hounding me in the country I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
My family, my kids, they're making my relatives. It's just horrible. He said, take me off. I'm not going to be a supplier anymore. I wrote him today. I said, hey, man, I understand. It's been happening to us to day one. But I've chosen a long time ago. I'm going to fight these bastards.
Mm-hmm.
If they kill me, they kill me.
Fight them and fight the family. Who cares?
Yeah, I'd rather live for something than die for something than live for nothing. And I guess if you don't have the Lord, I don't know if he does. But I could see how people get tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, it's not worth it. Everybody's getting depressed and stressed out. Yeah, well, he eliminated that stress out of his life, didn't he? But anyways, try to encourage him. Keep going, man. But who knows? He might just go underground and say, I'm not doing it anymore and just do it, you know? Just not publicizing it. So anyways, we got some battles going on, but we got some good things happening. We're working out a big conference next year. And I'm not going to get into details, but it's going to be with some very well-known people. We'll be there. We've been invited to kind of tell people what we're doing. It's kind of like what's going on around the world, as well as how can we eliminate having to rely on health care. What about vaccines? What about the government? What about, a lot of stuff. So it's good. Now let me get into my favorite time, his weekly chest testimonies. My cat is already doing better. He is putting on weight. Thank you. So they gave it to their cat, and the cat's doing great, okay? It was falling apart. Whenever you see rapid weight loss, something's screwed up, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're probably not absorbing anything, mm-hmm. and it's just coming through you. You probably have diarrhea, or you're bound up. Nothing's being absorbed. Things are clogged up.
Or you changed your diet and went vegan. That's rapid weight loss.
I don't give a rat's ass if you don't like the fact that we don't like veganism or veganism or being vegan.
Veganism.
No, vegano. How do you say that? Vegan or vegetarian. That's the word. Either one of them. You're crazy, okay? You're crazy. We got to get your son to say that. That's crazy! Mm-hmm. Got to get him to put that on there.
Crazy. Yeah, that's the effect.
Do we have the applause still there, though?
Yeah, we got some.
Do we have a laugh? Do we have a laugh?
We got an evil laugh.
No, that won't work. You got a... Do we have a laugh?
Here we go.
Pause. Laugh?
Crowd laughing.
Okay. Anyways, sound effects. We're finding out. We're finding out stuff we've been using for 3 years. Starting to work. Mother looking more beautiful. I had a chat with my father on Sunday, and he was so amazed after my mother's fitness... About my mother's fitness as she continues with MMS. He said, my mother's looking more and more beautiful by the day. Maybe his eyesight's getting better. Unlike before, she was always looking sick. He asked whether he can also take some. And I told him that, yeah, he would only take it if he doesn't want to fall sick and never want to see a doctor again. And, this is from Ghana. Nana, you are a great blessing to me. I promise to visit you with my family about 3 weeks. We shall surely come. Yeah, it's from Ghana. Testimony from there. Bowels changing. Hi, Mark. It is Saturday evening. I started doing the raw milk with one raw egg in the morning and the evening. On Tuesday, by Wednesday morning, I noticed a big difference. No more liquid diarrhea. By Thursday afternoon, I actually had a semi-normal poop that felt good. It is not 100%, but so much better. Raji. Great. Okay. Out of MMS. I have to get my MMS. Mine has finished, Bishop. I've treated a lot of people with my MMS. Now I myself am short on my own sacrament, Mr. Brown. Helping so many people. They have a bulk. They can get 10 kits. For like $200 or something, $250, I'm not sure what it is. Don't really do that too much. But it lasts a long time. If you do baths, that's how you should buy it. Another one. I've been taking MMS now for over a year. I have never felt better, and I had an ovarian cyst, which has been a problem all my life, disappear after being told there was no cure for it. Lynn. Yeah, they like to tell you there's no cure, so you stay on their meds. Mm-hmm. So they can mask the symptoms till something else goes wrong. And I mean, just don't believe them. I was told 4 weeks ago my mother had months to live with stage 4 uterine cancer. 4 doctors told me that my mom was a goner. That's nice. Your mother's a goner. And it was just a matter of time. After taking MMS1 and MMS2, and that's what we do down here, and some other things too, for almost a month, the cancer is almost gone from my mom's body. She probably should be doing douches. I didn't see that. The doctors and surgeons said it was a miracle. They did not know how to respond. They were amazed. Sarah, how many times have you heard that? The doctor was speechless.
We've heard him say, get out of here.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of shit. But a lot of times we hear the doctor say, I don't know. Just whatever you're doing. The honest ones say, don't tell me what you're doing, because I don't want to know. But just keep doing it. Here's another one. One of my family friends has bone marrow cancer. Before Thanksgiving, he was told he would not see Christmas. He started MMS around Thanksgiving and has gained his strength back to go out and do things with his sons. He has told me his blood work is improving rapidly. He isn't telling the doctors what he is taking, but he is not gray anymore. Kim. His gray hair went away. So that tells me a pathogen was causing that. Okay? I turned white, you know, but I'm soaking it every night in bleach. Right?
I get a bunch of white hairs in my beard.
Yeah,
now.
You're only 32. I didn't start turning I'd probably, because I have darker hair than you, I'd say late 30s, early 40s, I'd see some streaks. And then boom, man. I think 45 on, if I wasn't coloring my hair, I looked older. But I don't care. I really don't care.
I don't either.
Hey, guys. So I just did Bali for a week. I took MMS with me in two little bottles. Every morning I took a couple of drops and again in the evening just to prevent any illness. Well, lots of people I went with and met over there got very ill with the dreaded Bali belly, but not me. It's diarrhea, you know, like the Montezuma's Revenge. And I ate salads, seafood, etc., and some pretty dodgy places. At some pretty dodgy places. Mm-hmm. Now I can't be 100% sure it was the MMS. I can't. But hey, good enough for me. Everyone laughs at my crazy ideas, but who's laughing now? Yes, they got the shits. But seriously, thank you guys so much for what you do. I'm trying as best as I can to spread the word about MMS, Josephine. Another one. G2 Church is the best. I am well and will stay that way. Thanks to the sacrament. Coach. Another one. This is the best documentary in the world. www.quantumleap.is. Sandra. Now, Joe, why don't you tell people in Spanish what we have available?
Yeah, you can find... para el español está el documental. También está el curso que lo puede encontrar en el iglesiagenesis2.org. Ahí hay videos de testimonios. También está el enlace para que puede conseguir el libro parcial de Mark, Un Mundo, Imagina Un Mundo Sin Malestar. Puede suscribirse al boletín informativo que es cada semana que lo estamos enviando. Y hay varios otros enlaces ahí.
Hay testimonios en español. ¿Dónde?
Testimonios de MMS está en bitshoot.com y iglesiagenesis2.org. Testimonios, hay un...
Pero no está aquí, ¿eh?
No ahí está aquí. Sí.
Where?
Testimonios de yeah, MMS, okay. Videos escritos. Y escritos. Okay. Y hay en BitChute y Brighteon también.
Tenemos todo, casi todo igual en español que tenemos en inglés. So I was just telling them we got everything in Spanish because, you know, we're in a Spanish country, and you'll see from volume two how many countries we've been in and how many places we've been. As I'm writing these stories, Joe,
no.
I forget things. I'm amazed about different places.
No,
about
that actor. Everything we have in English.
That actor
Spanish.
That came and dropped by. And he did. If he was doing a filming, he's taking MMS, and he dropped by, and everybody's sick in the jungle. He's doing the movie,
and
he's taking MMS, and no, he's not getting sick. We know it's the MMS, and we know that. So, to stay healthy in a toxic world, do the following while you can: get our documentary, get this book, and read it, folks. Okay, I got a review here from Leonard Horowitz. I'm not going to read it this week, but he said he a review on my book, and I appreciate him writing that. And then we did an interview with him. So watch the interview. Smart guy, great guy. Love him. Him and, I was going to say Sally. Is it Sally? I can't remember.
Sally, where?
Point blank. His wife. Sandra? Sally? Leonard? It'll come to me. I'm bad with names, really bad with names. Faces I'm good with. Names, they don't ring a bell, but the face rings a bell. get the book. And remember, everything that comes in from that book goes to the church. Listen to the G2 Voice every week. Stay up top of what we're talking about. We got videos on different four different locations. Brighteon. Mike Adams knows about MMS. He's even written some articles about it. And so I'm glad he has that place for us. It's great. We can have now up to 1,000 videos. We only got over 200. Mm-hmm. But get it. He's just got someone just hand. He personally gave him my book. And I wrote something in the front of it for him. Then Alex Jones, same thing. He just got my book. E.G. Griffith, or G.E. Griffith, what is it? G. Edward Griffith? Yeah. He just got my book. I think Robert Kennedy Jr. I think Beltree. Dig Bigtree. The guy did the Vax film.
Del Bigtree.
Yeah, I think he either got it or it's going to be given to him. So we're letting these people know what we're doing, folks. Volume 2 will be more of an eye-opener about what we're doing, why we're being persecuted, and who's doing it. Okay? And the evil players of the world. Because we'll show you. They're writing, telling us this, even. It's crazy. We got two now. Another virus protection software that's blocking people. When they go outside, it says, danger! Virus protection! It's a spam. I mean, all kinds of crazy things that scare the shit out of people.
You should probably get off the one we use, too.
Yeah. McAfee is one of them. And there's another one. I forget it. When I show you in my second book where this is all coming from, who's doing it.
Who owns those companies? That's who's doing it.
Same players. Same evil players. In fact, in YouTube, they call us evil actors. Bad actors. We're bad actors. That's why they took us off.
We're not actors.
We're not acting. We're telling the truth. You're the one doing the acting.
Good or not, we're not actors.
Yeah. We are bad actors because we don't act. Oh, man. And Google owns that, you know? So you got some contact emails there. Get the online course. If you come to a seminar, you get it for included. I wouldn't say for free. People will say, that's for free. For $19.99, you get this plus a free. No, you're paying $19.99 for two kits, you know? They kind of just, that's the advertising shit. We don't do that. We don't try to advertise and try to market. We don't do it. That's why we grow slow. And do this, you'll get. Nah, I don't know if we want to be that big, you know? What about if Alex Jones has you come on? I'll probably go. I like the guy. But I don't know if we can handle. If he took off and went crazy, we had 1,000 sales in a week, it'd be backordered. Couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
We'd have to hire more people, which is good. That'd be a good thing. I don't know. But I really don't care about being famous or rich, okay? So that's not my problem. I'm busy. I like doing what I'm doing. I really don't want to do any more than what I'm doing right now. I don't. We do a few seminars a year. We help a few people around here.
Yeah, we don't want to do too much.
People coming in. I keep writing books. We do the broadcast, do the newsletters. Joe, that takes all my time. Right? So, we got protocol videos. Remember, you can always go to genesis2church.is. Everything's there. That's our home site of our church. You can find the course there. You can find videos there. You can find my book, Jim's book. You can find people around the world. You can find our creed. You can find our articles of association. You can find everything's right there. I can't find Genesis 2 Church. Where are you looking? Now, maybe Google. Searching, you're not going to find it. That's why I tell people, get Google out of your life.
Especially
make your search
don't try
engine
Yahoo.
What?
Entireweb.com.
Or DuckDuckGo. Or anyone besides. Now, Yahoo emails have been blocked since 2010. I don't get your emails, your newsletters. You got Yahoo? Yeah. Get rid of Yahoo. Well, everybody knows me there. Well, then get a Proton mail or an uncensored mail. That's free. There's plenty of them.
Look, you put in Genesis 2 Church and Yahoo. It's the first three. Yeah, even the Spanish.
It's Yahoo?
Yeah, it's Yahoo.
Okay, we'll go Google it.
I mean, obviously, they have the other stuff here.
Yeah, but that's surprising.
That's from YouTube.
From Yahoo?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to Google and try that.
No, Google's.
Man, we did
no, I'm not saying that Yahoo's good because Yahoo's
no,
the first
one. No, but that's surprising.
One. Yeah, no.
But their email, they're blocking.
Genesis 2 Church right there on Google.
Okay.
So you guys can find the first two. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we're blowing past their stuff, or maybe God's just pushing it up there. Because a few weeks ago we did that live, and remember?
Yeah.
It was like way down the bottom.
MMS on Wikipedia was like the top thing, and then some bad stuff about it. So.
Yeah. It's all right. You know where you stand and what you believe by who your enemies are and what they believe and where they stand. Okay? You just know that. Your enemies just tell you. I guess we're on the right side because all the evil bastards of the world, satanic most of them, are against us.
I went to open this site and it was blocked.
Really?
Danger, danger. I think it's one of our bishops. Yeah.
That's funny. That's crazy. Okay, so we have testimonies. We have contacts. We have the travel kit that I love. Someone today just said, I sent him to get where to go. These travel kits, like $40-45, Joe. And they get, this is a good little thing to have with you. Keep it in your suitcase, your travel bag, your backpack, at school, wherever you, just keep it with you. You get smashed, you get DMSO. You get poisoned, you got MMS. You got a sore stomach, diarrhea, you got MMS. You got a spray bottle. You got an activating thing. You even got the Word of God, I think. They even put a little Bible thing in there. And, hey, get the travel kit. All this helps us help others and keep going. And whether you do it or not, we keep going. Right? But it's really for their benefit. Now, let's get on the topic at hand, Joey. Preventative self-care needs to be taught in today's toxic world. Here at the Genesis Church in Columbia, we've been having people come to our restoration center for the past 7 years here. We had them come in a DR before that, but here. Many that come to us are very sick, to say the least, and have been through the medical big pharma industries, protocols, and have left their body's immune system either weakened or completely destroyed. The G2 Church Sacramental Protocols are working wonders with these people, to say the least. But wouldn't it be better to have these people learn how to practice preventative self-care before the body becomes diseased? We've been talking about that just now. Of course it is. Now, but while they're here and getting cured and cleaned and detoxed, they are learning preventative self-care now. And they're going to go show others so others don't have to go through what they went through. Still hear me, right? This keeps falling off.
Yeah, I can hear you.
We see people practicing preventive maintenance with their vehicles and homes, which is very smart to eliminate future problems and costs. So what about the body, temple, we live in? Wouldn't it be much better to learn how to keep your body healthy before it becomes diseased? By knowing how the body becomes diseased in the first place would make it a lot easier to prevent it from reaching that state. That's what we want to talk about today. This is what we want to get into, okay? New ideas for training. What we want to start doing at our health restoration center in Columbia and others around the world is to have people not only come that are sick, but have them come before they are sick. Does that make sense? Everyone that comes will do the exact things a person that is sick does for 30 days. Why? You've heard it said, I have learned from experience. Well, experience is actually the best teacher. In fact, that statement is actually from the Bible. I just remember that because a friend of mine did a booklet. Things we say that are from the Bible in the English language, you don't even know. That's a drop in the bucket. That's from the Bible. He was saved by the skin of his teeth. Just going and on and on. There's all kinds of stuff in there. In our daily phrases.
Vocabulary.
It's from the Bible. And so I just put in the verse that came from. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. He learned a good thing. The story about Laban ripping him off and tricking him. It's funny. It's Joseph, right? Jacob. Jacob, he likes this Laban is his uncle, distant, right? He has these two daughters, Rachel and Leah. He really likes Rachel. And he goes, yeah, you can have her. You're going to work for 7 years for me. Like, that's a duck of dowry. And he goes, okay, he works 7 years. And the custom was your first daughter has to go first. So, I don't know if he got drunk or what, but he tricked him. And when they came together that night, it was because I asked to have a veil or something. It wasn't Rachel, it was Leah. So the next day he comes out, you bastard, you got this. And so he goes, no, it's okay, I'll give you Rachel too. Because back then, yeah. I think he had four wives. Those are two and two others. That's where he had the 12 tribes of Israel. 3,000 years old, same name, same place, same capital. Only group on the face of this earth. 3,000 years ago, called Israel, spoke Hebrew. Their capital is Jerusalem, and still today. Mm-hmm. Huh? Well, no, the Palestinians. No. They were there. They were thrown out. Okay? There is no Palestinian nation ever in the history of the world. It just, so it's something that came about because they weren't there. Okay? But people, oh, you hate the Palestinians? No, no. Just came back from there. I don't like any of the shit's going on there. I don't even like the present Israeli government as representing Israel from the Bible. No. Some of them people are satanic, man. They say they even a secret satanic cultic sacrificing kids and stuff. Say, you know, so don't get me wrong. You know, because people flip out when you say Palestine is not a real nation. No, it's not. It never was in history. You're just talking about Johnny come lately times, okay? So when people come here, they will go through the exact same protocols, eating of the foods for real nutrition, studying, reading many interesting books and videos, making the adjustments by triaging the body, as well as making the appropriate adjustments as the body responds to detoxing. That's so important. Learning how, like the lady, let me give you an instance. The lady that's here with lung cancer. She gets up her 10th day, she gets worked up way up to 3 drops of MMS, 3 drops of DMSO, and a capsule of 16th. After being there a day or so, she coughs up, kind of cough a little more, coughs up blood and little pieces of tissue from the tumor. On the 10th day it was. And I said, okay, what do you think you should do? She goes, I'll just keep going. I go, no. Back down to 1 drop of DMSO and a little less MMS2, because 16th, maybe I kept her there. Because a lot of times the MMS2 will be really good for lungs. Anyways, she backed down, lets the stuff come out, lets her recuperate, feeling okay, then we bring her back up. And now waiting for the second round of blood, pieces of tumors, things like that. It's going to happen. Happens all the time. I had one guy cough up, I don't know, he can't see me now, but you'll see in the video. It was about the size of a quarter, about a quarter size of a tumor.
Yeah.
Coughed it right up. Okay. Case in point, I've talked to literally thousands of people that live with not having a normal bowel movement for years. That is not normal. The body's digestive tract is 80% of your immune system, so it is crucial that it works correctly, don't you think? They are living with it to the point where they think it's normal. It is normal not to have a bowel that is functioning correctly. How about people that are believing they have joint pain as part of growing old? I got a guy here. Well, he's been radiated, but I have no pain, Joe. Unless I go work out. We kayaked 10 kilometers the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little stiffness in my shoulder.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I was working on the truck yesterday. My lower back was hurt.
Twisted a certain way. But, you put a little DMSO on it, you snaps back. That's working pain. You know, exercising, working hard. Yeah. Something you're not used to doing. But you snap right back. It's not part of getting old. A loose bowel all the time is not normal. But they got used to it. It's part of life. By the time you're 40, you'll get high blood pressure, pre-diabetes. I saw these idiots on Fox the other day. So many people have pre-diabetes. Get that taken care of. Yeah, because Fox owns the pharmaceuticals, sits on the board of Merck, SmithKline, huh? GlaxoSmithKline, and others. And they're pieces of shit, okay? The Murdoch family. Bad memory, low or no libido, urinating frequently, chronic bad breath, strong body odor, hair loss, fingernails not growing and brittle, insomnia, constant candida, infections, dry skin, oily skin, heavily menstrual cramps and bleeding, erectile dysfunction, no appetite, excessive weight, excessive body weight loss, depression, mental fog, excessive gas and pains throughout the body seem to be accepted as my plight in life attitude, when in reality, all that changes when the body is detoxed and working properly. Right? We see that all the time. The problem is the people of this world are being told these symptoms are normal in this life as we grow older and not to worry. The reality is that is just not true. I was thinking as I read that, it's just not true. It's just not true, folks. I'm seeing it. I'm 62. I'm gaining weight. I'm gaining muscle. All I do is take baths. You know, I have the raw meat, the raw egg, the raw milk, all poached egg. I have the fruits I'm eating. I'm doing 300 to 500 drops at night of MMS-1 in a bath for 15 to 30 minutes. I'm doing MMS-2 tablespoon, a little more, dissolved in hot water the next night. I take in the morning apple cider vinegar first thing in the morning when I get up. Mm-hmm. We eat 90% raw and organic. 10% once in a while, some shit once in a while, I think.
Yeah,
it's kind of good.
Little.
I think it keeps the body on alert. Makes it. I think I said this. Maybe I didn't. I tell the story so much. When I was stuck in Denver about 6 months ago, we've been up all night. Slept a couple hours, had to get to the airport at 4. We were stupid timing. Got checked in at 5, da-da-da. I'm hungry, and only thing was open was McDonald's. The G2 church thing we preach about more, McDonald's, right? Here I am, a real hypocrite.
Good picture.
Right? Real hypocrite. But I want a coffee, and I'm thinking, coffee. And I drink great coffee here. I want a coffee. And a biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit looks so good. Oh, shit, Joe. I just got it, okay? I even got the hash browns, which
you're going to make some biscuits.
Right? Yeah, we make a great one. So I ate it. Oh, man, it tastes good. It didn't really taste like crap. I did notice the cheese didn't, you know, melt right. Anyways,
the plastic didn't melt right.
Yeah, yeah. And so I felt a little guilty, but I was hungry. I didn't care. But 20 minutes later, I shit it all out. I mean, it blew out of me like a F-16 starting up. I mean, whoa! Right, the diet. So what did it do? Digestive tract said, get that shit out of here. Gone. Smelt. Oh, it was horrible. I know I'm getting graphic here, but sometimes it's good to eat some shit.
Yeah, not literally shit. Isaac, the other day, he goes, but he ate something. He ate some candy or something. Then he goes, my stomach hurts. He goes, give me some MMS. Gave him some MMS. Like 10 minutes later, he went to the bathroom. He's like, okay, all good. It's gone now.
Yeah.
He knows.
The kids grew up that way.
He goes, I know it's what I ate.
Yeah. The kids know he's only 4. He'll be 5 on the 1st of December, okay? But the kid, even at school, they're saying, this kid's so smart. Mm-hmm. He swims. He's like the number one swimmer, number one in his class. He's reading, just reading stuff now. He's 4, okay? He's learning piano. We got him an electrical set for 12-year-olds. Electronic set, you plug in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's learning that.
Picking up the concept, learning what circuitry is. And then the 3-year-old daughter, she might even be smarter. She's just a pain in the ass right now. You know, you got to shut up and listen. But, and no vaccines, eating good. Okay? You're taking MMS. Since they were born. Okay? No vaccines. Toxins are causing many of these symptoms, which are emails that you are receiving from your body warning you of worse things to come. You can read much more information about how toxins are destroying the systems of the body and putting the body in a state of disease in my book. And I'll have to mention it again. Go there. Get it. Why? It's your book. You're promoting. I want you to know this shit. And if you have it in your house, and it's a big book, folks. Look, this is a 8.5 by 11. You can put notes in here. I want it to be a workbook and go over it. Go over it. You won't memorize this stuff. You won't read it once.
It's not where there is no doctor. Thank God there is no doctor book.
Yeah. That's what you
No, but that is a good book.
Other one known as, thank God there is no doctor. He laughed about because we were in Africa. Someone gave me, and I thought it was the greatest gift ever. And it was for stitching and
it's
stuff.
It's very good for practical, right? Yeah, the wood stuff.
Even had some natural means.
Yeah.
But it was called Where There Is No Doctor. And now it's me.
Thank God there is no doctor.
Thank God you don't have a doctor, do you? You'd be dead by now. We should do a little cartoon. I wish I was a cartoonist.
Where there is no bishop.
Yeah. That's is anybody is cartoonist out there that wants to help us? I got some really good ideas about cartoons that we love to make a little like a, almost like the cartoon Bible tracks.
You'll make Calvin and Hobbes look like nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you having these above mentioned symptoms? Why not detox? You know, you can't sleep good, feel healthy, but you haven't always had menstrual pains really bad. You're healthy, you think you are, but you can't have sex. You got itching all over your body. You smell like shit. I'm body odor. Maybe not like shit, but you smell like an African elephant in a safari, you know. Urinating, you have no libido, bad memory. They just call it, oh, that's mental fog. Do I have that? Why is it? No appetite, you know, just things we're saying. If you have any of those, you'll be surprised when you come down here. We want people to come here to Columbia before they're in a crisis and before the body's in a major diseased state to learn how to detox and stay that way the rest of their life. Even people feeling really healthy would do well to come and experience this 30-day detox, if not only for themselves, but to help those that they love with their own health issues for the rest of their lives. No joke. What people are learning is they don't have to fear illness anymore. Many people I know live in a what-if state that so they have health insurance to give them peace of mind when, in fact, this is the worst thing they could do. Having insurance to cover you in case of an illness attacking you from an industry that makes its profit from sick people is dangerous, to say the least. Healthcare should be called sick care or the care of the sick. We at the Genesis II Church of Health and Healing are practicing self-care or the care of oneself. Okay? We are now scheduling people to come here for health restoration / maintenance center in Columbia from March to August. Okay? Telling you first, this is the first, well, the newsletter is the first time we've said this. And why so early? Well, because we're going to try to fill our calendar from March to August, and then we're going to go to Asia for a couple months. Try to help some people. That's our plan anyways. Namaste. Yeah, namaste. That's
namaste,
India.
Namaste, that's India.
Yeah. That's Asia.
Yeah.
You know, Asia starts in Turkey.
Middle East.
When we covered from Bulgaria to Turkey, we went from Europe to Asia. Mm-hmm. That's why the Jews are Asians. That's the Asian culture. And if you believe the Bible, they're from Shem, okay? And goes from Israel, Saudi Arabia.
The Middle East, all the way over.
Yeah. So we're scheduling people to come and do a 30-day detox. You want to go to a 30-day all-inclusive Caribbean vacation? It will cost you, and I lived on an island that had some of the best. Unless you don't drink the liquor.
Don't drink Jamaican cocktails. Republic.
We were there 20 years. They just had, someone was pissed off at somebody. They were poisoning something. If you wanted to go to a 30-day all-inclusive Caribbean vacation, it will cost a minimum of $100 a day per person, which would be $6,000 for a month. You know, that's all your food, all your drinks. That's transport. You know, you get there. Once you get there, everything's all-inclusive, right? Mm-hmm. Be about $6,000. And many times there are hidden costs. Believe, oh, this is extra, that's extra. For our 30-day detox, we include all foods, and most are cooked by us. Many of them are raw, and most organic. I'd say 10% aren't. But it's minor stuff. And remember, you're taking MMS, so don't worry about it. All your G2 sacraments for detoxing, daily personal guidance, fully equipped apartment with air and Wi-Fi within one or two blocks of the beach, and most have a balcony with a view of the Caribbean. 3 months supply of G2 sacraments when leaving. 50 sacramental videos with workbook, personal copy of my book, Imagine a World Without Disease, many real health-related books and videos to watch, no hidden cost, a beautiful location. And I put it in here just like the seminar pictures, because same place, right? And so that's what we charge, okay? I mean, that's what we give you. Note, many of the detox health retreats around the world that are all-inclusive are from $10,000 to $30,000, and many don't have the results that we are sharing every week on our G2 Voice broadcast. I read 10 new ones each broadcast, and have been for 3 years. That on our G2 Voice broadcast, right, like we're doing right now. Plus, we have thousands on our websites. And I give you where they're at. Also watch, you know, just telling people, look at what we're saying. You think we're lying? You know, send these newsletters to other people. Mm-hmm. So for all the above, for a donation to the church, of Genesis 2 Church, it's a $5,000 US. Okay? That's $1,000 for the apartment, okay? And for the food, a week for guidance, sacral products and food, and $1,000 a week for, guidance, sacral products and food. So that's not a lot. And I've told people, and they go, that's not a lot. I thought it'd be much more. I'm like, no, we're trying to do as cheap as we can. And it goes to the church, and we buy things for other people, and it keeps us with a salary coming in every week. Okay? And it even helps the church. Give the portion, definitely a good portion of that goes right into church to do things up there. Okay? And couples, we don't charge you double. We charge you $7,500. Okay? Because we're already taking care of one person. And everybody's different. So just because you come to your wife doesn't mean we're going to do everything the same way. Mm-hmm. We start the same way, mm-hmm. but we don't end up using the same way.
But in 2 days, it could be completely different.
So it's definitely dealing with two separate people. We are only having two students per month from March to August. First come, first serve. 50% deposit required to secure a date for your detox. If you, for whatever reason, after the deposit is given, you can't come, then it will apply to a future date. You're not going to get it back because it's going into the system of our church and it's gone, okay? So, know that. I'm telling you ahead of time so you don't demand, you know. But you come any other time and you've already paid your deposit, so maybe something come up and you just couldn't come. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to lose it. No, you won't.
Schedule ahead and you.
We're not assholes. Well, we'll do that. We'll give it to you. Some people think we are, but we'll give it back. I mean, we'll help you out. So that's what it costs. And get first come, first serve. So you want to, if you're serious about coming and doing a detox with your wife and spend 30 days, you can do some cool things too. And you'll see some things. You'll have a good time. So to me, it's a cheap detox vacation. Okay? Joe. Mm-hmm. These are celebrity places, detox places where they go. 30, 40, 50
and it's
grand.
Beautifully. You're in the beach twice a day.
Beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather all year round.
About toxins in our bodies. The Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing is vehemently opposed to any toxin or poison being introduced into the body, our temple, by vaccines, medications, food-like substances, fluoridated or chlorinated water, or any other means. The religious belief that our bodies are our personal temples that our spirits and souls live in is based on the following scripture. Why am I putting this in here? Because you need to know the toxins have to come out of your body, okay? If you're going to practice self-care. Here's the Bible verse out of 2 Corinthians 3. Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let me explain what the phrase, him shall God destroy, means and its impact on the overall health of the body or the temple we live in. When a person neglects the cleaning and maintenance of a building, it starts to slowly deteriorate to the point where it needs repair. I'm talking about your temple, but I'm talking about a physical building also. When a person neglects the cleaning, but by not constantly putting effort out to maintain a clean building, it would become filthy, then eventually toxic. Even a building. Walk in these old buildings, no one has maintenance for 30 years. See what's in there, rats and all kinds of crap. Same stuff going in your body. They got parasites everywhere because you're toxic, you're dirty. You're a dirty person. You dirty bird.
You're a pig.
The same happens with your body. So the Lord will allow nature to take its course by neglect, and your temple will be diseased, and death is inevitable unless a radical change is made. What does preventative self-care entail? First of all, you're coming down, you're going to be learning this stuff because this is what we teach people. First of all, a person will not be healthy or stay healthy unless the following willful, it don't happen by chance, acts are implemented in daily life. This is where I get into the D's, the five D's.
Five D's.
And they're different, even though some of them are similar. You know, desire could be kind of like devotion. You got to have a devotion to be, you know, that can be interchangeable somewhat. Desire. A person must have the desire to want to be healthy. Without that fundamental belief which brings forth action, nothing would get done to benefit the body because the desire isn't there. It's like beating a dead horse when trying to restore health. You're not going to get it. You don't have the desire. So that's why I talk to people. Why do you charge $100 for an hour consultation? What, do you think you're big and cool and deserve it? Well, I really don't think I'm big and cool, and I don't think I deserve much, okay? So that's not true. It really isn't. But I am going to put my effort out and help you and spend time with you for an hour. And if you listen and do what I'm telling you, probably have to never call us back.
Yeah, and you'll, okay? You know, think so about it.
So it's worth my time, worth your time.
I mean, it heals you.
Plus, I know they have a desire. They're willing to spend $100, Joe, just to listen to what I'm about to tell them. Okay? And usually those people go on. But, hey, answer these 39 questions. And one more, 40. And as if we have time to do that. We don't. So only people have a real desire, and those people that pay $100 will get an hour with me or Joe, and we'll set you up. We'll tell you what to do, okay? But we're talking about coming down here too. You better have a desire. Be healthy, so we won't have you come down here. Then you have a desire, but you're going to need discipline to do self-care. Self-care entails being disciplined in regard to what one allows into his or her body. Every person has the ability to do constantly what is good for the body. You have the ability. Don't tell me I can't do it. I'm not being rude. Maybe I am a little bit. But I see these people 500-600 pounds sitting in a bed, and it says they have to have, you know, I don't know, let's just say 12 pounds of food a day or 10,000 calories a day to keep them. I'm like, don't give it to them. Don't give the fat bastard the food.
They tell them to maintain.
Don't maintain that.
To maintain them.
Why?
Are you trying not to maintain that?
Okay, go from 10,000 calories to, calories are bullshit, folks. It's a scam. Do yourself a favor. One book I have people read when they hear is The 24-Hour Diet by a guy named Peskin, right? MIT professor.
Was it Anthony Peskin?
No. Anyway, just put in 24-Hour Diet. And the thing I will have them focus on is protein, carbs, and fats. What they are and what they do in the body. You don't give people carbohydrates, they can't get fat. Okay? Take all the carbs out of the diet, raw milk, raw eggs, our diet, to the fat guy in the bed, fat lady. And I'm saying fat.
You'll feed his body.
That bothers you, too what? Too bad. Okay? They're fat. And the fat came out when the fat guy died in the Bible. Just fat. I was in surgery. It's the most grotesque thing on earth to cut a fat person open. And with a Flowbee, it burns and cauterizes. And it's burning and it smells like steak, Joe, on a barbecue. And honestly, my mouth, we did so many surgeries one day, my mouth was watering. I go, man, is this weird that I smell this and I'm hungry? It smelled just like, but it's so gross. Yellow, oh man, it's nasty. Cutting through all those layers to get down to the muscle. Oh man, it was sick. Sick. So, you have the ability, I don't care. And what really pisses me off is, he's in bed, sitting there, and you could give him what I'm talking about, because they don't know anything about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know about how the body works. So they'll do that shit, and you'll think it's normal. Get a 600-pound. Have to fly the guy down there. Get a 600-pound guy down to us. He'll leave a month later, at least 100 pounds less, feeling strong. You're not going to fast. He's gonna not going to deny him or anything. You're going to have real nutrition. So, yeah, you need discipline. Determination. One has to have the intestinal fortitude to keep our body's temples clean and healthy. You got to have the stickability. You got to keep going. You got to be disciplined, but you got determination to keep that discipline going. Well, determination and devotion. A devotion is something that's part of one's life. Are you willing to be devoted to self-care of the body? You got to make it part of your life.
Because if you don't have it, you don't have a life.
Right. You got to be devoted to keep yourself healthy. Dedication. Being dedicated to the end is so important to seeing it through to the end. Devotion, determination, isn't that about the same? I'm using these words, they're strong words. Dedication to the end is so important. In anything in your life, one cannot stop practicing good health habits because the end is real health. Why would you anyone not want to put out a consistent effort? Why wouldn't? Forgot the word effort. Made a mistake there, Joe. Why? Wouldn't you want to? Of course you would. Of course you will. Huh? Now, that's what it entails. And the cleaner and stronger you get, the more you have the willpower, Joe. How many people come weak, tired, don't want to fight, and now they're fighters. Now they're strong. Now they're swimming. One guy, 72 guy, my shoulder's sore. And a lady with lung cancer from the same country said, "You swam like crazy yesterday. You haven't done that for a while. That's why you're sore." He goes, "Oh, yeah. Put DMSO on it. Gone." How are we doing time-wise?
Oh, we're doing good. We have 45 minutes left.
Okay. So here I have something we covered about, a month or two ago. The tenfold attack of the Genesis to church sacraments. I added that into this newsletter to just jam it in someone's head again, in their brain.
That was episode 160.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Six weeks ago,
okay. And it's showing you the tenfold attack of the Genesis to church sacraments, okay? And this is what we're doing here. We're not just attacking one thing, like MMS2. That's it. I got 3,000 plus testimonies came in last week from a group that for over a period of 5 years in Peru. They've seen 2 years with MMS1. A lot of testimonies. It was 795. I know, because I'm putting it in my second book in the different categories of diseases. That was from 2013 to 2015. 2016 to 2019, so that's what, 6 years total.
Mm-hmm.
This year wasn't over when they did it, but they had 2,300 and 200 and something, anyways, whatever it was. And they only used MMS2. They had the same exact healings, except there was two things different. There was a yellow fever that wasn't in the first one. Maybe it just wasn't around. In MMS2, what was the other one?
What was the other one you said?
It was two. One extra, I forget. But anyways, so we use them both. We use them both while the people are here. Consistent concentration of rid pathogens with G2 sacraments. Consistently. Chlorine dioxide, using that. Hydrochloric acid, which produces hypochlorous acid, which your white blood cells produce. DMSO, it's a miracle in itself. Hypochlorous acid, well, I'm using kind of redundant there. Chlorine dioxide topically. Real food can heal because of its real nutrition. Liver cleansing is essential. We go through that. The sun, the vitamin D activation. I didn't put the absorption, the chlorine dioxide baths, which we kind of substitute that here we're doing ocean mineral absorption because we don't have bathtubs here. But at home, you can do this, right? Mosa. I had two more attacks that are proving to be very effective in restoring health. Before I go into each one, I want everyone to know what pathogens are, okay? What pathogens are to cause the disease. So I got into what a pathogen is. I'm going to kind of go slow here. I mean, skip this. But we do have time, don't we?
Yeah, we have time.
A pathogen is or infectious agent is a biological agent that causes disease or illness to its host. So that was from a definition from the Science Today. But really, it doesn't have to be biological. It can be artificial or chemical, too. Okay? It's anything that causes an organism disease. Okay? It's against the host.
Yeah, it causes damage to the host.
So it doesn't always have to be biological. Many times it is. Types of pathogens, viruses, bacteria, fungi, parasites. Okay? And this is an article I took out. I always mention and add toxins. Okay? You got diseases caused by pathogens. Okay? And this is not necessarily 100% all the information. Viruses cause the common cold. Maybe they're going to find out that the common cold that we know is being caused of cough medicine or something, you know? Yeah. Or the flu vaccine. Yeah, exactly.
How did you get the flu? I got the shot.
Generally speaking, viruses cause common cold, flu, meningitis, warts, genital warts, herpes, chickenpox, shingles, measles, viral gastritis, norovirus, retrovirus, hepatitises, A, B, C, D, E. They even have up to G, Joe. Yellow fever, dengue, HIV, and AIDS. Well, why isn't malaria in there? Because it's a parasite that causes malaria. Okay? And bacteria, what caused them? Some of the things that are caused by bacteria? Strep throat, UTI, urinary tract infection, bacterial gastroenteritis, salmonella, E. coli, bacterial meningitis, Lyme disease, tuberculosis, gonorrhea, cellulitis. They're saying Lyme is caused by a bacteria, or is it a spirochete bacteria, or it is a parakeet. There's all kinds of ideas about that. But the bacteria are saying is a parakeet. Fungi. Vaginal yeast infections, thrush, ringworm, athlete's feet, jock itch, fungal nail infections. Another pathogen is parasites. Giardia, trichinosis, malaria, toxoplasmosis, intestinal worms, pubic lice. Okay, folks? I'm telling you, these are pathogens. And this is from the Health Line. Six pathogens that cause to be disease. I'm going to add the two down here at the end, what I added in my book. Okay, virus, bacteria, cancer is another pathogen because once tissue is diseased and becomes into a fermentation, becomes a fungus.
Putrefied.
It's already there. It attacks in another way. So cancer is like, is it a fungus? Is it a bacteria? It's really a fungus by the time it comes into a tumor. But the idea of that being there can be considered a pathogen too, to me. You notice cancer is not mentioned as a pathogen. Well, pathogen can cause deterioration, death of a sense, hence cancer. Toxins are pathogenic in the body, okay? So we got toxins and stress, I added. To me, the number one pathogen in the world right now is toxins. Mm-hmm. Before toxins and the industrial revolution 200 or 300 years ago, wasn't as many toxins. Yeah, the virus, bacteria, fungi, parasites were the main. There wasn't even a lot of cancer back then. Probably because they didn't have toxins to cause the tissues to die, to cause the cancer, right? Stress, probably a lot less stress back then, right? So nowadays, stress and toxins are a big deal, and cancers, big deal, okay? Your body knows how to deal with viruses. It makes them. It knows how to make bacteria. There's good viruses. There's good bacteria. There's good fungi. There's good parasites. Okay? Your body makes them. It allows parasites to come. When you die, the parasites eat you in a box that's sealed. We all have parasites. It pisses me off. People focusing on parasites, focus on detoxing the body, and the reason they're there, because they're there to help you, because you got too many toxins and dead tissue going on.
They're doing your cleaning work.
Because you're toxic. Get rid of them, they go. Guaranteed. I don't believe it. Well, don't. I'm just telling you what we're scientifically seeing. Can you do other things? Yeah, you can use. There's guys that we know use MMS to use artificial things made in laboratories. Mebendazole, methendazole, flagyl some people were using, Vermox. You know, these are made in laboratories. They're artificial. I'd rather see, before you do that, use pumpkin seeds. It's one of the main ingredients. But MMS gets rid of the parasites. No, I want to buy the light of the silvery moon. See the worms swoom out of my ass. You know what I mean? You can make a song. You got to do it this time of the month and that to get. No, you just need a detox. You stupid people. G2 Church 4-point plan. I recovered that, didn't I? Yeah, I covered it up above. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't take your health into your hands, you will be poisoned slowly and not have any quality of life by the time you are 60 and many times earlier. What a truth statement that is. Joe, how many of we see people in their 20s?
Yeah,
late 20s,
I
how old are you?
50s, but.
What about the guy lives near you, bald? I thought he was in his 50s. He was 30-something.
Yeah, he's about 40-something now.
5 years older than you. I'm like, you're going to be shitting me. Guy's on meds, on anti-rejection, and for medication he had from getting a transplant from a family member. Those don't get rejected very often, Joe. Mm-mm. Even had Jim Humble living with him for a month. Nah, I ain't taking that. I got some friends that are doctors. Yeah, I bet you they love you. Making some good money off you, buddy?
Yeah.
You're stupid. Go back to our broadcast. When did we do the broadcast? Why are you so stupid? This is not a question, but a statement. Because people are stupid today, because they believe what the media and the schools and the doctors and all the evil players that have set up all these systems tell you. And they believe CNN, The Guardian, ABC, what they say about us. When in essence, oh, they all use chlorine dioxide. FDA, EPA approved. They're just scammers. Scammers. I heard an old saying. What is it? You're worried about, usually the people that complain about what you're doing are the ones doing what they say you're doing. Doing the doing. Oh yeah, that's how it is. Usually people that criticize what you're doing, mm-hmm, are the doing the doing that they're criticizing you about. Or they're attacking you, accusing you of doing something wrong, are the very ones that are doing the doing. You know what I mean?
They're the ones accusing you.
Yeah, they're accusing you of doing something they're doing. And that's why they know it so well. You're scamming people. No, you're the scammer. You're lying. You're doing this and that. No, you're doing that. We're trying to get the truth out. Mm-hmm. Each of the following 10 protocols has its own unique ability. And so I gave you those 10 that I talked about before in the 10 sacramental commandments of Genesis 2 Church. Found in my book in chapter, I always forget what chapter it is. I think it's chapter 10.
I think you put it at 10.
Yeah. I don't think I did it on purpose.
9 or 10.
Yeah. 10. The 10 commandments. I can remember that. 10 sacramental commandments.
Chapter 10.
Just by doing that, and the videos we included, you can cure anything. Okay? Jim's book is very detailed, and let me show you his book. You can get it at jimhubblebooks.org. They threw his book off of Amazon. MMS Health Recovery Guide, right here. Okay? He gets into weights and baby doses and all that. Wasp. He even talks about a couple other things that he's used called the Indian herb and stuff, you know. How to use it in the eyes. You get this in our course, too. This is where we developed it from. Ears, nose.
Animals.
The 3 golden rules of MMS. Getting better, don't change anything. Feeling worse, reduce by 50%. We developed this by working with Jim and going. We had 19 seminars from 2010 to 2012, wasn't it? Yeah. I think we did our last 2012. 19 seminars. And how many months is that?
2 years.
Yeah. A little over 2.5 years we did. Yeah. 19 seminars.
It was a seminar a month, or every month and a half, I think it was. Yeah.
The third point is not getting better, not getting worse. There are no signs of improvement. Do the next increase. So if you're getting better, not getting better, try the next protocol up in sequence, just as we're saying it. Why? Because you want to be right? No, because we see what happens by we've proven it, okay?
Yeah, that's why all the testimonies are coming from people that say, I followed their protocols.
Exactly. And ultimately, the body is the healer, folks. The body heals. So doesn't it make sense? If you build up the body's immune system, why we're taking all that stuff out of the way, because you're in a diseased state, the systems of the body aren't working correctly. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in a diseased state. Mm-hmm. Something's disrupting or destroying or at least hindering the immune system from working correctly, because look at your state you're in. Once we clean those things out of the way, the body takes over and it does the healing the rest of your life. If you keep the nutrition there and the building blocks. Hey, I used to build houses. I want to build a house. Go to the lumber yard, and they ran there out of nails. Back then, we didn't have pneumatic tools and gun. Mm. We had to do with 28 ounce hammers. And
it's like a child.
I got to the point where I could do a 16-inch spike with 2 hits. Boom, boom, sink it. That's how quick we got it when we were framing houses. So I go to build a house, and I'm missing nails. We got no sheathing, but you got the 2x4s, but you got no nails to put them together with, and you don't have this and that. You know, half of the stuff's there. I'm not going to build many houses, or what happens in the body when your body's trying to make stem cells, which go and repair places, okay, is they're looking for the raw materials found in the liver or the bone marrow, guess what? Not present, so it steals it from the organs, from the bones. Huh? Places you need it there. And we have other ways of making cells, but the stem cells are the best because they are putting a blank cell, brand new, not made from another cell, brand new, made from the body, go into places just, they have to leave the bone marrow, they go to the thymen, spleen, and mature, then they're sent to where they got to go. Lungs, eyes, and stomach cells are the quickest replaced. Now, there's 2 other ways, which you need nutrition for this too, because the body's going to be mitosis and meiosis. One is copying of the chromosomes, one is splitting of the cell. That's what happens when the egg is fertilized. Mm-hmm. Boom, that cell doubles and doubles, okay? Yeah. It's called mitosis. So, folks, we teach you to build the body up. Wow, Joe, we're going to get done early today. But I want to say this before we're done. Let me spend a few minutes talking about coming down here. You come down here, you're sick. Yeah, obviously, you're going to do it. You come down here, you think you're healthy. Let us prove to you, show you, and put you in a state of at ease, and you might already be, but at least train you to go help someone else. And then guess what? You go home doing really well, but I almost guarantee you. I bet you, Joe, if we had 100 healthy people, I bet you more than 50% of them or more, probably 70, would find and say, wow, I didn't know I had that in my body.
Just with the liver flush alone.
Exactly.
70% at least would have
a
shitload of stones.
Yeah, literally a shitload. A load of stone load. A stone load.
Stone load of stones.
Yeah. So come down. Do that for your health. You'll help us out here because the money will be going into the church. We have some good times. We've got close to most everybody that's come down here, kept in touch. And then the cool thing is, say you're like the people here from Hungary. They already want to set up a health restoration center in Romania in Hungary. Okay? They said, can we do that? I said, yeah, you're going to know what to do, man. And if you don't want to and they still want to come to the Caribbean, fine. But let them give you the offering, the donation. And all we ask for people doing that is send 10% of that to the church, whatever you receive. Look, keep going. Imagine if we had every country in the world, 195 countries in the world, sending in 10% of what they are getting from helping people. Man, we'd be able to buy our church farm in a couple countries, set up a hemp plant, free energy plant, training place. So that's our goal. That's what we want to do. So let us know, though. 2 a month. Don't say I want to come in March, 3 weeks from now, when we already got 2 people signed up in March.
Yeah, contact us and sign up.
If it's next year, in July, you want to come with wife because you and the kids want to come. We probably wouldn't charge for the kids if a whole family came unless they had 13 kids, you know, have to feed them.
Yeah.
But
no, if they had a
couple kids coming with them, maybe a little more food, but maybe not. And we wouldn't charge anymore, except maybe the food, but which wouldn't be a lot. But like, say next July, I want to come next July because I have vacation every year. I'm going to come for a month. Well, then you want to come, you could touch with us in January, and we're full up. Sorry, we probably won't do it again. Probably won't do it again that year. We might, maybe not.
We might do a few more months.
Maybe October, November, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
We'll see. Because we like to take December and January off for a couple reasons. We need a break. We can use
family
that to
time.
Travel, but it's a lot more expensive to rent the apartments for December and January.
If you can even find one.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's one of our reasons why we don't. And if it's a thing where every year we're doing our February seminars here, then we might not do any in February either.
No.
I don't know. We could do one in January. We could. We're not really going anywhere this year.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens. But get in touch with us, folks. We're in a health revolution. Pray that I can get my volume 2 out by the end of the year. Okay? I'm doing well. Getting up at 4:30 every morning, 4:30 really, and spending a couple hours on it every day. Then I eat breakfast. Then I get into my newsletter, visit students here, come back, get into the newsletter, visit students, and live.
Cook.
Cook, yeah. Do a few things and live. And that's about all we can do, folks. So we're doing what we can. So God bless you. We'll see you next week. I don't think we need to mention anything else, do you?
G2voice.is, Genesis2church.is.
Send it to your family and friends. The easiest thing to do is send the film.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you this. Not going to give you any details, but we have an independent filmmaker that might be coming here soon to do a film about us. And then visiting a few other people that have used MMS around the world. Jim would be in it too. And so that might be something that will come out. I don't know how long it's going to take them to do it. And I want to know what they're doing too. I don't care if they show both sides. In fact, I would want that.
Well, it's
okay. You show both sides honestly, but you can't show the other side honestly. You could say what they're saying, but they're not honest. Mm-hmm. It's not bleach. The chemists are lying. Yeah. Chemists are saying, but maybe it's good for them to see they're lying and explain why they're lying.
Yeah.
So let's see what this film comes out with. It might be really well. But pray for us and pray for the health revolution. And I hope to see you down here soon. At least come for the seminar. We're going to try to cut that off at what, 20?
Yeah, I think 20 people.
20 people?
Yeah.
The contact for the seminar or coming down here is joseph@genesis2church.is or mark@genesis2church.is or bishopmark@protonmail.com. And they're all in the newsletter. If you're not getting the newsletter and you hear my voice, go to www.g2church.news.org. Got somebody in my head.
Yeah.
That's where the newsletter sign up is. That's where newsletters are. Also, genesis2church.is, right up at the top, sign up for newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? God bless you. We'll see you next week.
God bless.
We're in a health revolution.
We got MMS, we got the solution. It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got MMS, we got the solution. Well, if your health is not good and you're suffering,
you don't need to suffer.
Build you back up, make you tough again.
It'll make you tougher.
Dengue, MRSA, AIDS and malaria. With MMS we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.